Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hi, it's Charlie Matos, and in this episode, Bill Cody, Megan Alexander, Eric Markham, and I share some memories and honor the life and career of our late friend, Charlie Pride. Charlie Frank Pride passed away December 12th of 2020 at the age of 86. He was a member of the Grand Ole Opry and the Country Music Hall of Fame.
More Coffee, Country, and Cody is on WSM.
6:50 a.m. WSM and Circle Television all morning long, remembering our late friend, Country Music Hall of Famer, Grand Ole Opry star, Charlie Pride, who passed away over the age of 86. And Megan Alexander, Charlie Pride have been a frequent guest with us throughout the years on Coffee, Country, and Cody. So fittingly, joining us from Robertson County, USA, America this morning, the patriarch of Coffee, Country, and Cody, Bill Cody.
And, hey, Bill!
I got to think Charlie Pride is one of your oldest friends in country music, huh, Bill?
Absolutely. And you know, one of the first things that comes to mind for me is riding around in our neighbors. Geraldine and Ray Washburn had an 8-track player in a Ford LTD, and they had Charlie Pride live in person, was the name of the album, not live in concert, live in person at Panther Hall, which came out, I want to say, in 68 or 69. And all us kids piled in the back seat without seat belts, listening to Charlie Pride on the 8-track player. That's one of my earliest memories of him. I would have been 10 or 11 years old.
Oh, wow. And that is one of the quintessential live albums in country music, too. That and maybe Buck at Carnegie Hall. Those are two that stand out as if you like live music, you get those live albums right there. Huh?
Yeah. And, you know, in the early days, because of the racial issue, sometimes people like Ralph Emery or Willie Nelson would bring him out, and people were seeing him for the first time and realizing that he was a black man and that their favorite artist was a black man. He actually talks about that on that Panther Hall album. And on more than one occasion, I know Willie just kissed him flat on the mouth, just right on the mouth, to make sure that everybody understood, hey, I got this guy's back. I believe in Charlie Pride, and you should too.
Bill, that was one of my favorite stories that you've shared, that I've heard you share about Charlie. Can you talk about just what that meant for country music, for the world, that Willie would do that, and just who Charlie was to inspire this next generation?
I think it says as much about Willie Nelson as it says about Charlie Pride, because the Willie Nelson, I mean, they were young men in those days, and one of the stories that I know that Willie has told is that there was a club owner who didn't, he just flat out was this hardcore redneck, did not want this black man in his place. And Willie said, we were just in there talking about it. And I just kissed him flat on the mouth in front of him just to let him know. And I think what we know from Willie Nelson in the decades since has really borne out that that's who he is. And if he believes in you, he believes in you. It has nothing to do with your color of your skin or social issues that you may be for or against that he may have an opposite opinion on. It speaks volumes about both of them. But just giving Charlie that credibility that he needed when people saw him live, because obviously they loved him just based on his music, because that's all they knew. They didn't see a face. We didn't have video. We didn't have all that. All we knew was the music that we heard coming out of the radio.
One thing that was great from the Ken Burns country music documentary, they had a great feature on Charlie Pride, was when he was growing up a sharecropper's son, it wasn't country music, hearing country music on the radio, that he thought would get him out of being in the sharecropper business. It was watching Jackie Robinson play baseball. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He, and Charlie, you may remember this story, and we may have it in the archive, where, you know, a lot of people in Charlie Pride's position would have declined to talk about picking cotton as a black man mm-hmm. and making this transition into country music and breaking down barriers in so many ways. Do you remember that great story Charlie told about how he knew he could pick more cotton in a day than his daddy could? And when they would go to the scales to weigh, he said, today I got it. Today yeah. I got it. And he got there and his daddy had more cotton. And he said it was all because he had made an art form out of picking cotton and knew how to get the most with the least amount of effort. And at the end of the day, daddy was still, he was still the winner, if you will. But he told that story with such, it was just a memory you could tell was precious to him mm-hmm. as he shared that with us, sitting right there where Megan's sitting this morning and us across the way listening to it.
You know, there are a lot of folks who have had successful careers, but there aren't that many who make it a point to give back. You know, Ernest Tubb, famously back in the day, and Charlie Daniels was always gracious to opening acts. And Charlie Pride was another one of those people, Bill, huh? He helped so many young artists along the way.
Oh, my gosh. Dave and Sugar, Janie Fricke immediately come to mind. The one I first remember was working a chili cook-off, and it may have been one of the first times he and I worked together live. And I was hosting the KKYX chili cook-off out near Camp Bullis at a park north San Antonio as you head into the hill country, just off Interstate 10. Megan will be
yes.
familiar with that.
Oh, yeah.
And Charlie Pride was our headliner, and his son Dion, who's extraordinarily talented and handsome, he was the band leader and played lead guitar and sang some. But he brought this new kid named Neil McGauhey, G-A-U-H-E-Y, from East Texas, who, because of the name and people kept thinking he was saying McCoy anyway, he just changed it professionally to McCoy. But as seeing Neil McCoy come out and perform Billy Vera and the Beaters, What Would You Say Right Now in this moment, was the song that was the big one. He got to do a couple of things, as I recall. But Charlie let him open the show, and nobody really knew who Neil was. And that part of the country, maybe a little bit because of the Texas connection, but certainly not nationally. And that's just who he was.
And if you look at Instagram these days or Facebook, there is not a Charlie Pride fan who doesn't have a photo with Charlie Pride. He was just as gracious with his fans as he was with other artists as well. And it's a great testament to the man when you go to social media and everywhere you go, there's Charlie Pride this morning, you know?
Bill, there's a great photo that Charlie and Eric showed us of Charlie Pride with his hand on your shoulder backstage at the Opry. Mm-hmm. If I don't know if we'll be able to pull it up in time, but could you just talk about maybe some backstage moments you had with Charlie Pride at the Opry and just who he was in that family and that community?
Well, you know, the thing, I didn't know that picture existed until Eric shared it with me.
Oh.
It's just a treasure. I mean, I remember the night, and if you look in the monitor, Blake Shelton is on stage. So we're probably... You can see me laughing. Either one of us has said something derogatory about Blake Shelton. knowing that if we were in the same situation, he'd do that for us. But I was thrilled when Eric sent me that picture because I had no idea it exists. I mean, I remember the moment in time specifically, but just didn't know that Chris Hollow, our photographer, had captured that. So that's precious to me.
Well, Charlie Pride, we say goodbye, and we remember him all day long. Our buddy Jeff Hogue will have a three-hour tribute to Charlie Pride tomorrow night on our WSM at Night, and we'll be sharing some encore interviews, Bill, with you and Charlie throughout the morning. I was telling Megan, one of my favorite is when you were referencing something and you mentioned Rosine and somebody else's wife, and Charlie just gets tickled and goes, oh, that's good, Bill. Working the wives. Keep everybody happy. I absolutely love that.
You know what he used to woo Rosine? He thought she was going out with somebody else, so he bought her this Ames Brothers record. I don't remember the name of the single, but he bought her this Ames Brothers record and came home on leave from the Army at Christmas time. And in short order, they were married, as I recall. But I just remember it was the Ames Brothers.
Oh, gosh.
It wasn't country music. It was that crooner stuff that won her over.
Oh, that's good stuff. Charlie Pride, 86 years old when he passed away this weekend. They remembered him on the stage at the Opry, and we'll rewind to some great performances as well. So great to hear your voice, and a lot of folks cannot wait to see you back in the seat here on Coffee Country and Cody. You and Rebecca have a great week and a great Christmas, and we will reconvene in person real soon. And we're going to feature one of Charlie's 30 number one singles on Coffee Country and Cody.
Love you, Bill.
No one could hold me, no one could control me, but now my future is up to you. Your loving can shape me.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee Country and Cody podcast. Our program director at WSM Radio is J. Patrick Tittle. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director is Amanda Cannon. And I'm Charlie Mattos. If you like what you've heard, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help new people find the show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.